All right. We are back. Tangy Talks. Is this number 16?
Number 16.
Crazy. We're coming up the charts to our goal of 21.
21. We're, what is that, five away? Five away from 21? Then nobody can stop us.
That's right. They say if you can get to 21, you're already one of the top podcasts in the world. So we're staying consistent, bringing you all what we're working on. But we've got a fun. We're just a little casual today. We've got a team outing. Where are we going?
We're going to Topgolf today, man. I'm excited. We're going to get our Tiger Woods on. I do some leisure golf, so you know, I have a little experience on that. But I'm glad and excited that you're joining us and you're coming along with us, and William as well, and show you guys a couple pointers and have a couple of games, get competitive.
It's going to be a good time. This guy showing me a couple pointers. I can't wait to get there and destroy him. I haven't golfed since like 20 years ago, and I'm just ready to make sure he leaves embarrassed everybody.
Yeah, it can
competition,
happen.
Two former athletes. There's an athlete under this body, people. Okay, so
you got a former basketball player and a former baseball player. But yeah, man, we're dressed a little casual, a little summer inspiration. Mm-hmm. You got the schools are coming out next week. First month of June is coming on. I mean, tomorrow basically. So I'm excited, man. I guess this is our summer edition.
Yeah, we're going to summer edition. A lot of things are happening in summertime, but I'm excited. Look, we had a great first 5 months of the year, and we're going out to celebrate with our leadership team. We've done some parties for our team members. We've done a lot of great things to thank everybody for all their hard work. Absolutely. It just shows like you got to really like lean in, especially nowadays, onto your team and show them how much we appreciate them, right? Is that what we're doing? What you would encourage others to do if they have their companies?
100%. That's extremely important. You know, look at your first quarter, your first two quarters now, and see, all that work that's been put in. I know at the end, you just see numbers, but there's a lot of people involved on the back end that really make this happen. And they work extremely hard. I know, Steve, that, me and you have had our housekeeping experience in the past, changing beds and doing all that fun stuff. It's not easy. Having to do that daily. It's not easy to go in a property and make sure everything is maintained and walls are painted, things are perfectly situated for guests. Definitely give them what they deserve. And sometimes it feels like it's not even enough. So definitely deserved though.
It is deserved. It's been a hard worked 5 months of the year. We've done very well. And now, we'll talk about this later in the show, but, every city in different areas have different seasons. So we're coming into South Florida's slower season. I'm curious to see, what happens now with all the headlines in the news and all the politics and inflation and all the things that we see that scare everybody of how we're going to be doing in the summer. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting final months of the year and an interesting November, too.
Because yeah. We can talk about this a little bit. We have reservations coming in. Right. They dipped. We track this every week. So correct. For people listening, if this is your first time, we are very big into our analytics and our numbers. We track reservations, not even by week, but by day, see how that's going. Also cancellations to see how we're trending. And they're all starting to trend a little precarious. We have to just keep an eye on this, on what's going on, and we have to manage your revenue. So we're really seeing that now, but it just shows making sure you have the right tools. We've got them. You're working on that every day. Before we get into our topics, some revenue management tips. I'm not asking for expert stuff. But what are some stuff that we do? We can give some secret sauce to people.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to share something that jumps out. Yeah. Our friend yesterday, Ben Wolf on LinkedIn, shared couple thoughts and comments. And I couldn't agree with him more. Summer planning doesn't happen, during summer. Summer planning happens 5, 6, 7 months from your slow season. So in January, and we do this weekly in January and February, we're looking out into, our slower months and seeing where we're falling and where we're pacing. So right there, you should always be looking ahead. Even if you're in high season, you should definitely be looking at what's to come to be able to manage. And we always say, we have two seasons. We have our high season and then we have our low seasons. And the conversations right now we're having is hey, let's look at the P&L. What is it that we absolutely need? What is it that we absolutely don't need during the summer? So, you know, maybe the amenities might not be as premium as we usually provide, you know, our VIP guests, maybe not, they don't get a wine bottle, you know, when they arrive. Maybe they get, you know, a couple of water bottles here and there. So, you know, you have to shift and you have to be strategic, right?
Yeah, it's true. And I think Ben, look, shout out to Ben Wolf. He's doing some really interesting things. He has Onera and he's building some new projects and really unique stays and smart guy. We've talked many times. So you can see every type of property has to plan for slow season. No matter how successful you are, everyone has that slow season. There's very few properties in the world that are sold out at top dollar every
all year round.
Day, right? Agreed. It doesn't exist.
Agreed.
But you know, let's talk about a couple things going on. Before I go beat you in golf today is, you know, we never talk bad about companies, but this is a company that's the biggest and has made the most headlines in the vacation rental world is Vacasa. And, you know, they've been having some challenges and you can see, cause it's all public knowledge and they're a publicly traded company, them and Sonder, two different models, but you know, Vacasa is having some challenges. They are reporting now that they're laying off 13% of their workforce, which we hate to see. 800 employees laid off, including 40% of their corporate and central operations staff. So all that corporate layer and team, man, imagine like you have your corporate team and all of a sudden 40% of them are gone because they're trying to put the power now back into the local operations. Right. I was reading the report there. You know, and the CEO stepped up and wrote out a letter. He still has his job and saying it's going to be a difficult year ahead, that they faced a giant loss. This was crazy, of $141 million they lost. So net loss at the bottom line. And they're seeing a lot of homeowners leave, which we've taken on some of their homeowners, right?
That right.
aren't getting the service that they want because they're not getting that hand-holding and VIP service. So it's tough up there. But what do you think about this? When you see like the biggest name, what are some things that we can learn? Or if like an owner asked us about this or a partner asked us about this, what advice would you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of goes hand in hand with what we've seen with other, you know, tech companies or companies in general, specifically in tech, that they're also doing some layoffs. So, you know, wondering if this, you know, kind of goes hand in hand. But to owners that are reading this and that are seeing this, you know, I'd say stay calm. You know, we have experience in hospitality. We've seen the ups and downs. You know, we're having these conversations right now to our owner because the conversation is coming up a lot about, you know, long-term versus short-term, you know, and it's something that, right. So it's definitely a topic of conversation, specifically here in South Florida, where long-term rent has, you know, really skyrocketed, where, you know, back in 2021, or you know, previous years, short-term rental, you can see 30 to 40% higher margins versus short-term rental. Now they're kind of, you know, coming hand in hand. So we're having those conversations. We're staying flexible. You know, we're letting owners know, saying, hey, you know, we can also offer, you know, long-term management. And what we've kind of dubbed the hybrid model, we can say, hey, you know, we can put in a long-term tenant for a couple of months up to a year. When we see short-term rental bounce back, we could quickly make that switch and flip it back, you know, to short-term rental. There's a lot of advantages as to renting short-term rental versus long-term. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, inform owners of that. We also project, you know, 2025 and 2026. We're speaking about it right now, the 2025 year, specifically in South Florida, we're going to get a lot of FIFA games that is going to really help the demand mm-hmm. of what tourism and you know, all of our guests are coming for. So there's a couple of little takeaways and conversations that we're having with owners. And I'm sure listeners who are hearing this are probably having the same now.
Yeah. And I think too, look, the headlines are always eye attention grabbing, but it right. was a different time. So Vacasa and Sonder really kind of came around the same time where they raised hundreds of millions of dollars because they were using, we'll say, quote unquote, tech to make the process better, which we all kind of learned pretty quickly. We were all using the same technology. It was all outsourced, but packaged right. nicely.
Right.
So they raised a ton of money and were running at a loss. That was their goal, was, you know, expand or die. And so just like buying companies, buying local mom and pops, which we're trying to do, and it's tough to do, like picking the right ones.
Of course.
And they were buying them and just folding them in and then getting rid of the general managers and controlling everything at a corporate level, which we realize is you have to kind of do it the other way around. It's like you need to keep a leader in that zone that can oversee and be a GM of a city or an area. Without that, you don't have that hands-on, and you need some hands-on. It can't be all robotic and on cameras and via text.
Agreed.
You have to have somebody who can show up and be a boss or a leader for homeowners and shake their hand and make them feel good. And also for guests sometimes. So 100%. That's what I see when why Vacasa's, you know, we never wish anything bad. I wish we could help other companies. We advise a lot of people too on what to do. So I hope they figure it out. It would be bad for our industry if a big company like that shuts
100%,
down.
100%. But yeah, I mean, it comes back to the topics we've talked about in some time. And that's, you know, you mentioned that some of these big property managers that have these, you know, properties under have come, you know, from these companies over to us. And the biggest takeaway, you know, you don't realize it. Yeah, you can have great super hosts. You can have, you know, great processes for guests. But, you know, sometimes we're forgetting about the owner experience and you know, having that transparency with the owners, having that owner relationship, having that, you know, that process where the owners know who to reach out to, who to contact when they need stuff. You know, we don't want to, you know.
We won't bash anybody. We've taken anybody. Properties from other companies, even local companies that talk to owners.
Right. And these owners, you know, they're looking for that. And they, you know, these bigger companies are really not trying to have that, you know, communication and constant relationship with the owners. They want to take on these properties, you know, have that guest facing customer service, and then make those properties make money for them. Not necessarily are they thinking about the owners. So that's where, you know, kind of these, you know, our boutique management, I guess, you know, kind of like us, are taking advantage of these situations, because we have, you know, owners and we have processes set up, and we're, you know, we think about the owner experience and how they feel and how they're, you know, going about with our business. So pretty important.
This is their investment, right? And I think a lot of people have to remember that they invested in this, they are trying to make money. And a lot of times they bought at the wrong time. They're just trying to survive. They're not making a ton of money. They're just really depending on the management company to help them get through this tough time. Or if they're doing really well, making a ton of money, and then they can reinvest that in other properties. But if they trust you, they'll bring you along. So all good points here. All good points. But I'm going to switch us up a little bit here in the order. We talked about it. Big events coming in the next couple of months, next year here in South Florida. But something that I've seen come up, we've talked to a couple of people about this, and we're exploring it a little bit because we've had a couple of them now, is these midterm rentals. So people talk about short-term rentals. They talk about long-term rentals. The midterm, which I kind of classify as anything longer than a month, like 6 months.
Yes.
And we're starting to have a couple of those now because people have the flexibility to work. Like, we had somebody pay us a ton of money because they wanted to have their baby here in Miami.
For three months
and hang out in a beautiful home in a great neighborhood, and paid way more than they would have got long-term rent or short-term rent. So
100%.
It was interesting to see that. And now we've got the World Cup coming, and we're starting to see people need that, those kind of stays for organizing the World Cup. All the events going to be around the World Cup. We've contacted the COO of FIFA to make sure that we're in the running, and we're starting to see that at some of the properties now. Exactly. So don't start bombarding him. We won't give his name out, but that's what we're trying to do now, and just be making sure that we give our owners the best business we can. Because it's 100%. You need to be flexible. I think that's at hybrid. I think it's more the flexibility model. We can take short term, we can take midterm, we can do long term.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so we think, you know, those midterms are a value. We're starting to see them a little bit more and more, and they're becoming popular. You know, you also have to think about that guest experience and what they need or what they're going to be requiring for those, you know, 2 to 3 months is not going to be the same as, you know, a guest that's coming here for 3 to 4 nights. They need, you know, very specific things. So it's cool to see that, you know, people are coming from other, you know, states and other countries to get their, you know, summer renovation projects done, to relocate from other states, or just to work hybrid. You know, we still see those nomad workers. But would you stay at another location for 2-3 months?
Yeah, I would. Like, it was funny. My wife and I were just kind of chatting, like, you know, the dream, like if we could just go somewhere,
amazing, right?
What would we do? And
right.
More and more, I want to, like, in my head, living like on a farm and doing that life sounds great. So cool. But I don't know if it would be, like, I might get there, be like, oh man, it's like
city Steve around here.
Yeah. Like, there's bugs everywhere. Like, I don't know, but in my head, I like it. And so if I could travel somewhere and work from somewhere for 2 months or a month to really like get into the scene.
100%.
I think it would be awesome, but there's certain things I would need, right? I need good kitchen equipment, right? Cause not every owner wants to invest in like great kitchen equipment and making sure that we can cook full meals for multiple people. Need a good work area and Wi-Fi. Like we've had owners that are like, oh, I'm just going to split the Wi-Fi with a little, you know, modules everywhere. And then we've tested them and we can't even do a video call. Right. And so there's certain things we need if we want that stuff as midterm rental. It's very different than short term where they're staying. Like our, I think our average is 5 nights, 4.8 nights, which is longer than a hotel. So it'll be interesting to see kind of where this all goes.
100%. Yeah. It's those are really great tips. Exactly what, you know, what we do and what we're looking for when we have a midterm guest. But yeah, if my wife is listening to this, I floated that idea also, Steve. My wife is a teacher, so during her summer break, she gets 2 months off, and I've floated that idea a couple of times. So I wonder if other people are, you know, thinking of the same thing. But
where would you go? Would you go to our Charleston homes or North Carolina homes? Where are you going?
So she's never had that New York experience. So I know, you know, one of her favorite shows is Sex and the City. So I know she wants that New York experience. So I'm like, you know, why don't we take all of our, the items in our home that are, you know, are
value,
basically of value to us, and we short-term rental it for a month, have it, you know, cover the mortgage for that month, and then we can live, you know, away for some time and have a month wherever we want to go. You know, she wants New York and I want Spain. I would love to live in Madrid for about a month, but hey, there's not only one summer ahead of us, but it's something, you know, that we're discussing. We're talking here internally with my family. So I'm sure that's a conversation with others, right?
I think that's very cool. I think it's a great way to do, you know, because you've built that flexible life. I think it would be fun to try. I'm trying to think, like, because your personal home, like we manage other people's homes, but you put away, like we tell them anything that's special, you put it away. Anything that has any, you know, sentimentality, you just put it in storage and you bring it back when you come back.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's what I've thought. You know, change the sheets, change all the valuables. And then fortunately for us, we have a management company that we own. So we would just put it right into the operations, which the team would do a great job. So
we're definitely charging you 30%. We're raising the price on you.
50%. 50% for that service, that personable service that we're offering.
I'll make sure to check. What do you do with your dog? I guess you bring your dog pet friendly. Yeah.
We bring our dog.
US based.
Yeah. If it's US based, for sure. If not, you know, my good old parents would probably help us with our.
Yeah, do it before your son goes to school.
There you go.
You got all the flexibility, man.
There you go. Yeah, ideally, we would love a pet friendly home and take. We have a big Weimar on her, she's like 50 pounds. So, it's a little difficult to travel with her, but we'll figure it out.
Listeners and viewers, if you've got a home in New York, in the heart of it all, you could have the Victor Feria and family at your place.
We're good family. We're clean.
Yeah, take care of places. I can vouch for them. But midterm rentals, look, we're going to focus on this more. So if you're thinking about the properties and maybe you're an operator and having a tough time, get flexible, short-term, midterm, long-term. You know, events, we're starting to do some events. Tangy now is helping create some events. So we have we should talk about this. We didn't even announce it at the top, but July 10th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., July 10th at the Mayfair House Hotel and Garden. The Hospitality Mentor, which is my podcast brand, is doing an event that is powered by Tangy Management. And we say powered, they're helping organize everything, get the people there, get the vendors together, day of events planning. So
marketing.
Marketing, the PR of it. We're dipping our toes with Tangy into the event space just because we've done it in hotels and we know how to do it. So let's see if we dip our toes in and we like it, then we can start to expand and do more and more of them. But this will be fun. So July 10th, you want to hang out with Victor and get his autograph? He'll be there.
There you go, man. On the road to, what is it? Our 10-year goal, hosting a million guests. By our 10th year. So this is part of it.
Yeah. And, we're on our way.
We're excited.
On our way.
Mm-hmm.
We track that. So you talk about analytics, we track how many guests a week we've got. So that's how much we look at what we're doing everywhere. But midterm rentals, let's keep focusing on those. But the big thing going on is we talked about it a little bit. there's multiple seasons in most cities and most areas around the world. South Florida, for the longest time, especially Miami, was like summertime was dead. And the reason was, hey, whenever it's cold everywhere, people are coming to Miami. That's why we have that high season, right? People ask why we have it. We would all, I still do. I always pray that super snowy and blizzardy around everywhere. And we have that one map where it shows like Miami is warm and the rest of the place is freezing, because then everybody comes here and we crush it across the hospitality business, and especially in our vacation rentals. But when it gets warm, there's a lot of places to go. The country's beautiful. Other countries are beautiful. There's cruises to go on. There's a lot of fun things to go do. So we have a slower season that we prep for. And we talked about it a little bit at the beginning, but we just, you know, we started prepping again as we go into our slower season. Like, we just finishing May. May's done today, right? Basically. And so we're going into the slow season, June through September. You know, we just had a rally with our team. What are some of the things that we would tell people to do? Like, if they don't have a management company, maybe they have a couple properties, or they are a management company, just don't have all the knowledge yet. What are things that we do?
Yeah, it's a great point. I'm glad we're discussing about this, because I'm sure everyone's, you know, now starting to feel it and starting to plan for it too. And we're having this discussions not only with our team, but also with our owners, you know, who are also
the property owners,
correct, interested in knowing what's going on. So we're doing, you know, a lot of analysis. We're looking at other competitors. We're even looking at other hotels. You know, I know you and I, we had a meeting where we were looking at, you know, Miami Beach hotels. Right off the water, and seeing what their rates are versus ours, and what they get versus what, you know, what they'll get with us. So we're doing all that cross analysis also. And we're just, you know, starting to prep our team, starting to let them know, you know, hey, slower season is going to come down. It's going to be less occupancy, less cleaning. So, you know, we want to make sure that everyone is preparing, taking their vacation time, you know, during those slower months, and taking advantage. Also thinking of, you know, possible options for, you know, a part-time. We have the advantage here that a lot of our team members, you know, work here. It's not long hours, you know, some of the times, but they have the opportunity to go home a little earlier, which entails that they could, you know, pick up another opportunity here. And our team, you know, we're a big family. It's a small group. I think altogether we're about 15 of us. So we care for our team. We want to keep our core team through the slower season onto the busier season. So we're sitting down with them and providing them, you know, the options, of what they have or how we can help them. You know, we want to keep them. And if it, you know, comes down to us, you know, helping them set up an Amazon Flex account or an Uber account where they could do that on their off time, and they can, you know, get by and hopefully break even and keep their families fed, until high season, so we can keep our core group that we've trained and spent so much time helping, you know, that would be ideal for us. And these are the conversations and these are the strategies that we're, you know, going through right now, you know, with our team. So do you have any other that you want to share? Maybe I missed.
Yeah, I wanted to share just the screen, right? So we look at this. You may not be able to see it, viewers, but this is like the hotels on South Beach this weekend. Right. So hotels that would normally be in the $800,000-$900,000 range, you could stay at the one hotel this weekend for $582. Still seems high. But just 3 weeks ago, you were spending $899, $900, $1,000 to be there. Right. And you could stay at the SLS for $236. You could stay at the Ritz-Carlton. Looks like they got some business. But even at some hotels all across, $100, $158, you know, it's starting to show that it's slipping. If you just go further in the summer, this is what we're looking at. Vacation rentals at $76, $80 that are just suites. And so we always ask us what to invest in. We tell you, don't do the studios, because you can pay, you know, you're going right with the hotels. But you can stay on the beach at the Cadillac, which is a good hotel. I like that hotel. I've done a video series of visiting hotels.
What is that?
170? Take it every day. It's a good place to be, right on the beach. Nice place to hang out. But a lot of deals to be had. So why am I showing you this? Because we talk to our owners about this, of the properties. And we say, hey, owners, it's a competition. Where am I staying? Where is the best value of where I'm going? If I'm coming to Miami Beach, you know, like we talked about, if I'm midterm, long-term renter, I'm going to look for something different. But if I'm here for short-term, for a vacation, to have a good time, and I want to stay at Miami Beach, where am I going to stay?
Exactly. You're
charging me $100 for a studio in your apartment, or am I going to spend $30 more and go hang out at a hotel on the beach. So if they're already dropping prices, and we all worked in hotels, they are building up their base. They need to build up that base of reservations because they don't have it right now.
Right.
Right. And so they're trying to fill up that hotel to get the heads and beds and then sell them on the food and beverage and other stuff that are going on.
Exactly.
That's where you have to be creative in the vacation rental business and short-term rental business is, all right, we get them in there. Can we sell them, you know, extra services? Can we do cleanings? Can we get them their private chef?
I love
it. Not need it at that price range, but we have to start thinking creative. So I think that's really the conversations to have is, I'm a very visual person. So I would tell the servers when I had, you know, I used to run the food and beverage at big hotels and then my pool servers, especially say, hey, servers, you know, during the winter, you're going to make all of your money, right? It's great weather, very little rain. Summertime, it's going to rain on us 3 and 4 times a day. You're not going to make that much. So you got to put some money away for this rainy season, this low season in the summer. We tell our property owners, I don't think they listen to me. They love that we crush it during busy season. And then all of a sudden slow season comes. It's like, hey, where did the money go? It's, well, we're in the slower season now.
Of course.
We need you to prepare for that. And so, you know, we like that we're flexible now because now we can make a pivot and be able to do a long-term renter or midterm renter through the summer if that's what we want to do or the owner wants to do.
Right.
So that's what we're looking at. It's hard. Right. Yeah. Now is more and more competition, more and more buildings coming up, and it's only going to get harder. We keep talking about this because I live here and I see all the cranes going up. There's more and more rents going in. A building across the street for me just opened up and all the lights are already on. People are moving in, which means there's going to be more supply. Let's see if the demand stays there. But there's a lot more supply coming in.
Yeah. And I think if those are great tips, Steve. And I think if we could summarize that, I mean, I feel that this is the time where you got to be real with yourself and real with your owners, right? I mean, you just showed us, you know, the Cadillac Hotel with a beachfront right next door. They could walk out and have the water right there. Not all the properties that we manage are, you know, beachfront or next to such local attractions. So being real with the owners, you know, we have a lot of owners that will say, hey, I'm not dropping my rates at all, you know, below 350. But hey, we just showed you the one hotel, it's a luxury, you know, high-end hotel, is renting their property, you know, at 350. So let's be real with ourselves. You know, you don't want to drop under 350, but your occupancy is going to really hurt. So what is it that you prefer? So
and the one hotel, just for people to know, is the number one earning hotel in the state, right? Like that's who makes the most, and if they're already dropping their rates, like it's something to keep your eye on. So I always look at that, but man, some good. I'm looking still over here on the side. Still some good staycation prices, man. I'm looking at some good places. Like, get a Nobu room for like $200.
Nice.
You know, like I'm telling you, there's some good things to have for a nice staycation here. That's the city that everyone comes to vacation at.
That's a steal.
Anyhow, there's a lot going on. I just want people to be aware. We could stay in Versace Mansion for $329. I was just on Ocean Drive this morning filming some stuff. So pretty funny. Anyhow. Look, slow season, mentally prepare. We've covered a lot today. We've got a lot coming up. We're sponsoring a fighter. Why don't you give a shout out again to the sponsor or to the fighter that we're sponsoring so that everyone knows what we're doing. We're trying something different. We're being unique, unique experience. We got a fighter. Yeah. Give us the story.
Yeah, we're doing a lot. Yeah, we're sponsoring a fighter that's up and coming. His name is Christian Esquilin. He has a fight coming up on June 14th. And, you know, the reason why we sponsor and why, you know, people are thinking like, why a fighter? I mean, you know, this person I know personally, and I've seen him, you know, he's young, he's 22 years old, I believe. Hopefully I'm getting that age right. But I've seen and he has that drive and that motivation and basically our core values, right, of our company. And that's somebody that, you know, we want to see, you know, improve and get better and grow. So we'll definitely put our name behind someone like that. So Christian Esquilin, June 14th, he has a fight here in South Florida. There's some tickets. I won't be able to make it, unfortunately. I'll be at another country, but I'm super excited for him. He's also 7-0. So hopefully this one will be his 8-0. And hopefully one day we can see him on the MMA stage. We have a big fight today. Anybody who's into fighting, there's a fight tonight, Dustin Poirier. He's fighting tonight, a big challenger. So that's a big one there. So hopefully we get to see him in that light, and we can say, hey, Tangi sponsored him when we were small. Yeah. Now look at him there.
And him too. We all grew together is what we got to say.
We all grew together. So that's what that is.
That's fun. And for all the other listeners, July 10th, you can get your tickets here online. We'll share it in the link below for our Hospitality Mentor Networking event powered by Tangy. We'd love to see you all there in person for the ones that are listening. But now we've got to sign off because I have some work to do on a golf course or a Top Golf to crush Victor Feria and the rest of our squad. So until next week.